This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's the 2017th year since the coming of Jesus Christ. This is the Tuesday, January 3rd edition of The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The Washington Post reports that the Democrats will be targeting 8 of President-elect Donald Trump's appointees for the cabinet, which they find particularly problematic. They include Secretary of State appointee Rex Tillerson, Attorney General appointee Senator Jeff Sessions, Office of Management and Budget appointee Congressman Mick Mulvaney, Education Secretary appointee Betsy DeVos, Department of Health and Human Services Secretary appointee Representative Tom Price, and Treasury Secretary appointee Steve Mnuchin. The Democrats are less concerned with Trump's choices for the Defense Department. The big political question at the outset of 2017 is what will happen to Obamacare. Vice President Joe Biden dared the Republicans to repeal the socialist program on CNN with Jake Tapper.
Go ahead, repeal it. Repeal it now. See what happens. The idea that all of a sudden they can just go back and start charging women more than men, pre-existing conditions don't matter?
The Republicans have yet to agree on whether they will repeal or modify certain provisions of what some are calling the Unaffordable Care Act. One Obamacare provision would force Christian doctors to perform sex change operations as a non-discrimination requirement. However, a Texas judge has issued an injunction on that provision. The Beckett Fund brought the case to court, representing 8 states, an association of almost 18,000 doctors, and a Catholic hospital system. President Obama was requiring doctors to perform gender transition procedures on children as well, even if the doctor believes the treatment could harm the child. A Brazilian prison turned into a bloodbath after a gang war broke out over the weekend, reports the Associated Press. 60 were killed by the most cruel methods as the men gave complete surrender to the works of the flesh, murder, wrath, strife, and hatred. State Public Security Secretary Sergio Fontes said it was the, quote, biggest prison massacre in the nation's history, unquote. Brazil has the 4th largest prison population in the world, and in many cases the gangs have substantial control over the prisons there. This week, an evangelical megachurch pastor will begin serving as the mayor of Rio de Janeiro, a Brazilian city known for its inclination towards immorality. Marcelo Crivella is pro-life and refers to homosexuality as, quote, evil, unquote. Half of the United States has legalized marijuana, 8 states allowing recreational use, and another 18 states allowing it for medical purposes. The Czech Republic, Portugal, and much of Latin America, countries like Brazil, Mexico, Argentina, Costa Rica, and Ecuador, have legalized drugs over the past 16 years. Interestingly, Portugal's gross domestic product has been in decline since 2007, and the Czech Republic's GDP has been in decline since 2008. Brazil's GDP has been in decline since 2010, and Argentina's GDP has been in decline since 2013. Does this reflect the wisdom of Proverbs 23:20-21? Do not join those who drink too much wine or gorge themselves on meat, for drunkards and gluttons become poor, and drowsiness clothes them in rags. Finland's socialist government is trying a new program where it will give $587 minimum monthly income to its citizens without them doing anything. The program starts with a group of 2,000 as a test case. The biblical principle is very simple on this. Paul told the Thessalonians, "For even when we were with you, we commanded you this, if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. For we hear that there are some who walk among you in a disorderly manner, not working at all, but are busybodies. Now those who are such we command and exhort through our Lord Jesus Christ, that they work in quietness and eat their own bread." 2 Thessalonians 3:10-12. The Barna Group reports that almost 2/3 of American adults support premarital fornication and believe it is a good idea before couples get married. Only 35% oppose the idea. Almost 60% of American adults say they have lived with a boyfriend or girlfriend in a fornicating lifestyle. And finally, the number one New Year's resolution is to lose weight. The Worldview talked with Terry Hall, a homeschool mother in Spring Branch, Texas, about how she has already lost 25 pounds since October.
I thought I'd try Turn Healthy Mama because some girlfriends and I were talking one day about weight loss after I just had my 10th baby, and they suggested I try it because it had worked for them. I picked up the book and decided to start actually cooking some of the meals. So far, I've lost over 25 pounds, and my husband's close to 30 in just 3 months on Trick Healthy Mama. I've lost 5 inches in my waist, and I've lost 3 clothing sizes.
Hall explained to The Worldview why she and her husband, Roger, have been so successful in losing the weight following the scripture-based advice of sisters Pearl Barrett and Serene Allison.
So the key to the Trim Healthy Mama plan is that you never mix fat with carbs. For instance, if you're going to have bread, let's say you're going to have brown rice, you need to have a lean meat paired with it so that you don't mix fat with your carbs. If you want to have a nice, satisfying meal with a little bit more fat in it, then you can have your steak and things like ham or roast beef. You're welcome to eat those on Trim Healthy Mama, but that's when you would have to zero out the carbs and stick with things like a vegetable or spiced salad. And you're allowed to have all kinds of heavy dressings you would normally think aren't allowable on diets, like lunch or Caesar, when you're eating what they call an S meal, a satisfying meal. So you go back and forth between eating a satisfying or a higher fat meal, and then an E meal, which they call energizing meals, that's your clothes, to keep your metabolism cranked up and to keep your body guessing. That's how the weight starts to drop off. We have not increased our exercise. It's strictly been through changes in our diet and not pairing fat with carbs. We've watched the weight just fall off. I never thought, after having 10 kids in my late 40s, that I would be able to drop 3 clothing sizes and lose 5 inches around my waist in just 3 months.
1 Corinthians 6:19 asks, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." And that's The Worldview on this Tuesday, January 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.